Following up on the last Mishnah Hey, which was talking about Bittul, we want to get involved in another Bittul question. Mishnah Vav, Parak Aleph. Netiyah shel Arla, v'shel Kilei HaKerem, nisarvu b'netiyos. So I have a Netiyah of Arla and Kilei HaKerem, and they're all mixed up with other Netiyos, with other saplings, I guess. And we don't know which one is Arla, which one's too young, and the other one one is Kilei HaKerem, that this is a forbidden mixture, just like we have milk and meat, which are forbidden mixtures, and wool and linen are forbidden mixtures. You also cannot grow grain and grapes together. That's called Kilei HaKerem. And if they all got mixed up, one Kilei HaKerem and one Arla. So the Mishnah now moves on to discuss byproducts of the plant, not the fruit itself, which would be considered Arla, but what about byproducts of the plant? So is the entire plant Asur Bahana, only parts of it, meaning the fruit? So let's understand. Ha'alim, the leaves, halulavim, the young branch with leaves, megifanim, the juice, the water that comes out of it, smadar, a young flower, utarim ba'orla, uberevai v'nazir. So their mutar in arla, meaning you could eat them within the third year, you could eat great grape leaves in their first 3 years, for example. Uveravai, and in the fourth year, meaning the year that a person would be required to take this fruit to Yerushalayim or redeem it, and eat it when it is pure and you are pure. Uvanazir, and if it's coming from a grape product, so a nazir could eat it, even though it's coming from grapevines. The only prohibition is the grapes, not the leaves, not the stalks. Just the fruit would be forbidden to the nazir. That's how we can tell that this is not a fruit. Basurim ba'ashera. However, if a person were to serve this tree as an ashera, in such a case, all of it would be asur, because then the entire plant has the din of the asherah, not just the fruit. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi says, Hasmadar asur, mipnei shehu pri. Rabbi Yossi says, the smadar, the flower which grows on a young grape from Boser, from a young grape, is asur, because it, in fact, is a pri, it's a fruit. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Hamami besarav ha'arla asur. What happens if you take the sap of an arla tree and use it to make cheese? Well, that is asur, because it's a davar hamaimid, and the davar hamaimid is asur, even though I would think that the fruit is not a fruit. However, this is the sap, as it were, the lifeblood of the tree, and as a result, it's also Amar Rabbi Yehoshua, Shemati Beferish, Shemaimid Besarf Ha'elim, Besarf Ha'ikarim Mutar, Besarf Ha'pagim Asr Mivnesh Hempri. So Rabbi Yehoshua said, I heard Beferish spelled out that if you take the sap from the leaves, the sap from the main part, or the sap, that is Mutar. However, the sap of not fully grown fruit, a pag is not fully grown, is also because that is fruit, and however, the other things are not.